Thank the Lord for all of our mothers in the house. Yes. Amen. That was pathetic, men. Let us try it one more time. Thank God for all the mothers in the house. Amen. Yes. Yes. And none of you men stay up with your babies like your wife, like the mama. Come on. Boy, it's going to be a good one today. I can tell right now it's going to be a good one. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I won't keep you but a couple hours today. I got a short message. I got a few things I would like to say about Mother's Day. I just looked up some stuff and online, and I like doing this. It reminds me once a year that praise God for mamas. Amen. And so the influence of a mother in the lives of her children is beyond calculation. How many agree with that? That was spoken by James Faust. The letters M-O-M is just another way of spelling love. Amen? Amen. I liked it when my mama loved on me. There was four of us, so we only got 25% of it at best. But I took advantage of my 25%. And so I'm still calling some of that due. When I go back to my mama's house, I'm putting a request for chocolate gravy and biscuits, glory to God. And you know what? My mama still loves me. Amen. And she's always saying, you want some more? I do, mama, but I'm about to burst right now. I'm going to have to wait a little bit. But we'll take some home. Amen. A sign you're a mom. You know there's no greater sign of trouble than silence. I hear my daughter-in-law and my daughter now saying, it's quiet. It's quiet. Quiet means get up and everybody start searching right now because something is going on that you're not going to like when you find it. Amen? A mom holds it together, some days with tape and glue and safety pins, but she holds it together. Amen? Can we get a witness there? A mom's job is to feed you, to clothe you, and make you afraid to touch anything. Amen. I think the first words children learn to spell is don't touch that or no. Of course, some of you hadn't taught. No, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory. Move on. I was rambling. Mothers are like glue. Even when you can't see them, they're still holding the family together. How many men can say amen to that? Glory to God. A couple of more. Here's just making the decision to have a child is momentous. It is to decide forever to have your heart go walking around outside of your body. Amen. Can you, mamas, can you identify with that? I believe that. We're going to change this around, and we're going to do this for Father's Day, because when you become a grandfather, that's the same thing right there, man. Grandmothers are the people who take delight in hearing babies breathing into the telephone and nothing else. I sometimes FaceTime my little granddaughter, and sometimes she's in the picture. Most of the time, she's not. But it's fun nonetheless because I hear in the background talking to me, even though I don't see her. Something about the child's voice to mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers. Grandma always made you feel she had been waiting to see just you all day, and now the day has been completed. How many of you can attest to that, grandmothers? Amen? Just a few little sayings there about Mother's Day. Today, I want to talk to you for the next few minutes about six traits of a godly woman. Now, some of you are walking in this. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of you are learning to walk in this. Now, this is not only just for mothers. I've already told a lot of single men in this church today, you need to pay attention because this is what you're looking for. Jason, Scotty, I mean, Gage, Carl. Did I? That was the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. So, that wasn't no Spirit of the Lord whatsoever. That was
That was another. Arva. Nah.
Glory to God. Six traits of a godly woman. Let me just go ahead in the front of this message. I want to tell you the traits that you're looking for, men, you single men, this is just for you right now. It's just us gathered right here, just the single men. You won't find these traits. Well, let me say it this way. If you start looking for these traits and you wind up at the bar or the casino, they ain't going to be on the woman you're looking for. Can I get an amen? They're not that. You won't find that at the bar. Praise the Lord. This is going to be a long one. A godly woman, number one, six traits of a godly woman. Number one, a godly woman cannot be bought. She must be found. Proverbs 31. Everything's going to come from Proverbs 31. How many of you know that Proverbs 31 is, they usually refer to Proverbs 31 woman. How many? Amen. Amen. Come on. Y'all ever heard that? Well, you need a Proverbs 31 woman. I heard a guy say one time, well, I got a Proverbs 32 woman. There is no Proverbs 32, by the way. Amen. A godly woman cannot be bought, she must be found. Proverbs 31:10 says, who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. The idea here is that rubies are very expensive and she's more precious than that. And you can't be bought. If you have to continually buy things, single man, this is just as much for the single man today or husband. For your wife to keep her okay, she might not be a Proverbs 31 woman yet, but you keep working on her. Amen? A godly woman cannot be bought. A godly woman shows up with God inside. A godly woman's focus is the Holy Spirit working in her life, through her life, to do the work God's called her to do. So if you're looking for a godly woman or if you're wanting to be a godly woman, what is God speaking to you about doing? You should be willing to say, God, what do you want me to do? We're going to get into that a little bit more. But a godly woman can't be bought. She's already secure in who she belongs to. And you showing up, men, you ain't really helping her. If she's secure in Christ, you can't add to her, really. She's already got it. Now, God's designed a plan. I understand some of you. Oh, yeah, but marriage is great. I ain't talking about that right now. I'm talking about a godly woman. Amen. To the man looking to marry, you have to continually buy things to keep your girl happy. Dane, I forgot about you sitting here, too. You're single, man. She may not be who you are looking for. Why? Because a godly woman cannot be bought. You won't impress her with your stuff. She's not impressed with stuff. She's only impressed with how much do you love Jesus. Now, I've got three grandchildren. I'm just going to go ahead on this day, 2000, what is this? This is May 14, 2023. I'm going to go ahead and set notice. Now, I've got two grandsons and one granddaughter. Now, I've already put the word out to Jesus, and he's already got a hit on my grandkids, that they're going to love him more than anything or anybody in the world. So if you got some children here wanting to marry my grandchildren, amen, in the future, I'm just going to tell you they got a hit on them. They're going to love Jesus more than anybody or anything, amen? Come on. We need to be praying that. Guess what? And that raises up godly men and women, amen? Praise the Lord. Just a side note. Greg Laurie said it best when he said this. There are two most important decisions you will ever make in your life. You ready? Number one, the Lord you serve. And two, the woman you marry. This is why. The Lord you serve determines whether you have heaven or hell after death. But the woman you marry determines whether you have heaven or hell while you live. Can I get a witness? Y'all tight today. Y'all thought this just amen. Some of you men didn't say a word. You didn't even breathe heavy. It's like, I don't know who he's talking, honey. It ain't me and you. Number two, a godly woman is trustworthy. Proverbs 31:11 says this. Oh, the message just changed. My wife just walked in on Mother's Day. It's fitting to take a different turn. Amen. Proverbs 31:11 says this, her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. A husband can trust her. You know, one of the greatest issues that married couples have today is trust. I've had a lot of people come into my office and say, well, I don't trust her, or I don't trust him. Well, why? Well, I can't look at his phone. It's amazing that a wonderful tool can be such a divisive tool at the same time. So my question is usually, well, why can't she look at your phone? And the male, he's so dumb most of the time, he says, because I got a lock on it. Okay, well, you missed the whole point, bud. Why can't she look at your phone? I got the answer before they answer me. You know what it is? Because they can't be trusted. Let me just say this. This is going to be a husband and wife thing today. If you're married, other than if you have a job that your spouse cannot look at a company phone for other reasons, your wife or your husband should be able to scroll through your phone at any given time they please. You know what that does? That opens up communication and trust. You're not hiding anything. Because you can do a whole lot of stuff on the phone and never leave the house and still be committing adultery. Sexting is adultery if you're married. Do you know what sexting is? I spoke about against the filthy language while we were spirit of filthy language. Sexting is sending messages, male or female, to someone that you're not married to about sexual things. Photographs. Come on, you want to be a godly woman? No, women do it too. Men do it better. Come on, somebody. A godly woman should be able to be trusted by her husband, and she should be trustworthy. A trustworthy woman will enrich the man. In other words, she'll take him to a different standard of living. You've heard the saying, well, man, you married up. You ever? Amen. Okay, there's four of us have said it. Amen. Five. Okay, amen. You married up. Amen. Well, when we present our wives, look, we ought to be saying, look, I married up. Not be ashamed of it. It don't take much for some of you. You ought to be married up. You married up. She ought to be a trustworthy. You ought to be able to go and leave her and do whatever and not worried about what may be happening back at the house or at the job. She is a trustworthy woman. Praise the Lord. We'll have confession after a while, so just hang on. Everybody just tightened up right there, Mr. Bobby. Everybody just said, oh, man. Yeah. Number three, a godly woman does not embarrass or talk negative of her husband to others. Proverbs 31:12 says, she brings him good and not harm all of the days of her life. A godly woman speaks well of her husband. If you're a married couple serving God, she ought to have many good things to say about you. It seems like it's all about the woman doing something. But here's the deal. Now, men, you got to do something that is worth talking about that's good. Sometimes a godly woman just needs to keep her mouth closed because she ain't got nothing good to say at all. It's what my mama used to say. We'd go to church and she'd say, now boys, there was three of us, boys and a little girl. And the little girl was always an angel. But she knew me and my older brother, and she'd say, "Now, boys, if you ain't got something good to say, don't say nothing." My mom was teaching me. You know why? Because she was a godly woman. A godly woman will teach your children as well. So godly women, they will not embarrass or talk negative of her husband. They won't be around a crowd of other ladies and say, "You know, man, I'll tell you what, if my husband would just do better in this area out here, I tell you, I mean, our life, our relationship would be better, but he is just so worthless in that area. Oh, he's a great provider and everything, but, you know, he won't even take out the trash. He won't help me around the house." You didn't have to say he was a great provider, because you just trumped all that with that negative talk. Come on now. Watch this. I know this works both ways, but if you want a man to do something, all you got to do is brag on him a little bit. You just brag on a man a little bit. "I appreciate you washing those dishes." You do? Tomorrow, guess what's going to happen? You're going to wash the dishes and sweep the floor. And if you put some of that, one of them Swiffers across it, you ain't even got to clean it very good. It just got to smell like it's been clean, men. Come on. You can push stuff in the corner. Just make it smell good. She'll come in and say, "Honey, you washed the dishes. Did you? You mopped the floor?" "I did." She might even come by and, "You little pat-pat." And then it's on. She just conned you into cleaning and vacuuming the house for a month right there, men. That's what happened. Because, see, she'd been listening to the Lord. She knew your weakness. She pulled on her strengths. Come on, somebody. Y'all act like your stuff don't go on at your house, and y'all are just... Come on, this is how we're going to build good marriages in here. We got to be honest, right? A godly woman brings good to a man and not harm. It has been said that a mother can teach patience and anticipation with one sentence. "Just wait until your father gets home." How many ever heard that as a young person? How many? Okay, rest of y'all didn't get disciplined at all, okay? My mother didn't whip us a whole lot. She wanted to bad. But she didn't. You know why she didn't? Because she knew at my house, at her house, that if she whooped you, Dad was going to give you a whooping because Mom had to. Just because. And that anticipation, "I hope Dad comes home at midnight tonight, so I'll be in bed." How many of you ever done something so bad that your dad woke you up to give you a whooping? I have. We were in church one time, and just to put it this way, my dad knew that I wasn't praying in the spirit when he turned around and saw me talking to my friends. I wasn't praying for him, okay? Let's just say that he had a discerning of spirits. And I remember him over about three rows. Most of the time he took you out. But I remember him saying, "Wait till I get you home." Do you know that I prayed to God the whole rest of the service? That my dad would forget, have a memory fail of what he had told me. How many of you know that my dad did not have a memory fail? I remember going home, and we had a farm, and he had to go do something, and I went on to bed thinking, "I'm going to be asleep, and he'll be okay." He was still okay. I was still asleep. And he woke me up, cut the light on, woke me up and said, "Hey, I need to give you that whooping I told you I was going to give you at church." I was mad at God for a week for nothing, anyway. It's okay to have fun in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Amen. Number four, a godly woman manages her household. Now I'm going to get in some good meat right here. Proverbs 31:13 says, "She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. Let me read a couple more verses real quick. Proverbs 31:19 says, her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. Proverbs 31:21 says, she has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. Now, I know that none of you are out gathering cotton and spinning yarn and making the thread. I get all that. That's not happening, okay, right now. You don't have to. Can we say Walmart pickup? Amen. I know you don't have to do that now. But the idea of taking care of the household is there. A godly woman manages the household. The household is really a woman's domain. Problem is, we've said that as a man, since it's a woman's domain, you do everything in it. Can I get an amen from the women? That ought not be so. Just because you go to work during the day and you get to leave your little darling children that always want to play with you and won't go outside and play pitch with you and are always so great, doesn't mean that mom left at home is not working. She's still managing the household, because if she don't, you get mad. She can have three kids hanging off of one hip. Wig all be sideways. Barely dressed when you get home. Kids is crazy. Come on, somebody. And she just started supper. And it ain't ready yet. And you hungry. And the wisdom that God did not give us, we say stuff like, it ain't ready yet. What you been doing all day? Then it's on. I mean, it's on like a chicken bone. You hear what I'm saying? It is on. There's an explosion that happens at your house that nobody knows but you. You knew before all the words got out of your mouth you shouldn't have said it. But you it's already there. A godly woman manages her household. She don't need your help. She knows what's going on. She don't need your input on what she should do. What she needs is you to get up off of your blessed assurance and help do the things that she's trying to manage while taking care of kids. They're your kids too. Ain't they? You need to talk, because she ain't very trustworthy if they ain't yours. That's getting right across that. I see some people going, what? What did he say? Yes, Lord. She prepares. Proverbs 31:21 says she has no fear for the winter, for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. What is she doing? She's preparing. A Proverbs 31 woman prepares and thinks ahead. So then when times are coming, when it's going to get winter, she's already prepared for the warm clothing. She's a preparer. She has to be. With having children, a woman has to be someone who is prepared. If you're looking, young men, if you're looking for that beautiful, godly woman, just show up at her apartment or her house or go ask permission from her father to go back to her bedroom. Do they still do that? Do they still ask permission to go back? Oh, you couldn't come to my house. Sorry. You couldn't go back to my daughter's room without permission. Because then I became an ungodly man. Go back, bust up in that room and see if she's nice and neat and tidy and clean. See if stuff stacks to the wall all the way up on both sides and there's a little trail to the bed. Pick another one. You ain't gonna like it. Glory to God, y'all are tight today. A godly woman is not lazy. You know, I'm getting this right out of the Bible. A godly woman is not lazy. Proverbs 31:27 says, she carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. In other words, she don't have laziness in her. She is not lazy. I'm not going to say it. You know, the Bible says, I don't know if the Bible says this or not. Sounds good. It ought to be in the Bible, if it's not. That a smart man knows what to say, but a wise man knows whether to say it or not. Come on, men. We need to get that, grasp that thing. So I'm just going to leave that one alone right there. A lazy woman is not a godly woman. Why? Because the Bible says so. That laziness is far from her. Now, she ain't got to outwork you. But maybe co-equally, you can keep something in some order at your house. He said, well, Pastor, you don't understand. We're in a world where two, the mother has to work and the father has to work. Yep, I agree. No problem with that. That means that's where the men have to help up, step up. But just because the woman works doesn't mean that the house goes undone either. Praise the Lord. I'm getting some stare downs from some ladies, David. Honey, you might crank the truck today because this is... Let me go on to number 6. A godly woman is identified from the inside out and not from the outside in. Let's say it again. A godly woman is identified not from the outside in, but from the inside out. When you get older, what she looks like now is not going to be what she looks like then. Women have a tendency, along with men, to have furniture disease. Everything falls down in the drawers. I'm just telling you the way it is. What y'all see right now is not what you're going to love 20 years from now. Come on. Because the outside changes. The outward appearance will not look like that. You want me to tell you how to really fall in love with your honey? If her mother's still alive, you take a good look at her. Because you're going to wake up one day and roll over, and your mother-in-law is going to be laying in the bed beside you. You're going to freak out, jump out of the bed, and say, what happened? Come on. You can't find a godly woman by looking on the outside, because there's a lot of beautiful people on the outside that are nasty on the inside, just horrible on the inside. Come on. Start men, women. Look, it doesn't matter what you look like. When I said, I know you say, well, it does. And I mean, I'm not going to lie. Sam, help me out here. I mean, good way to put you on the spot, wasn't it? Is appearance great? Yes. Yeah, you need to look the best you can. Do with what you got. But God made you the way you are. Because you're not always going to be supermodel. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. So work on the inside. If we learn as women, and I'm not a woman, I'm not confused at all. I'm just speaking here. If we learn how to work from the inside out, guess what? People look at your beauty on the inside, your spirit, the way God intends you to be. And guess what? They don't even hardly, a lot of times, don't even notice what the outside looks like. Praise the Lord. Am I doing okay? Because I got a couple of more. No, I don't. Proverbs 31:30 says, charm is deceptive And beauty does not last. This is what the Bible says. Your pastor's not saying this. I don't care how many shots you get. I don't care what you get tucked and lifted. Come on, somebody. You can tuck it in, tighten it up. It don't matter. The Bible says charm is deceptive and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Proverbs 31, woman, a godly woman is beautiful on the inside. And that comes to the outside. And that's what people see. Because the beauty, the thinness, the right look, the right makeup, the right color hair, it all changes. If I was to take all of the dye in this room right now from the lady's hair, it'd be a lot of colors. But what would be the same when we got through washing out all of that would be gray. And gray is wisdom. Been through some things. Come on, somebody. Don't look at people from the outside in. Look at people from the inside out. The outward appearance may make you think one thing, but you don't know what they've been through this week. Maybe that woman is struggling just to keep things together. Maybe that woman is struggling just to keep her husband happy. Maybe that woman is struggling just to keep tape on those kids and those bobby pins in their hair. Just struggling through life. But on the inside, she knows that she's God's chosen. But to you and I, it may look like, man, she's got it all jacked up, messed up. It doesn't happen right in her life. Maybe if we begin to look on the inside at people, we might see them differently. To the fathers and children, as I close, to the fathers and children, Proverbs 31:28 says this, her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. Proverbs 31:31 says this, reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. A Proverbs 31 woman, a godly woman, should be praised by her children and her husband. Now, I know that's difficult for most of us husbands. And I'm at the front of the boat. She can tell you. She's in here, isn't she? Is my wife still in here? She's here. We should praise her. How many of you went home lately as a young couple that's got children home? My children are gone, amen. And went home and the house is a mess. I'm talking about toe up from the flow up. I'm talking about everything. Toys is everywhere. You even go by and go and get something out of the refrigerator, you know how, and you open up and there's a dirty diaper in the refrigerator because she thought she was at the trash can. Kids got her all messed up. She looks like she's been in a bad wreck and she's the only one survived. Come on, somebody. Everything's just terrible. She's still in her pajamas. And you went home and said, sweetheart, you're doing a great job. I appreciate what you're doing with these kids. Nobody, no man in this room has ever done that. But we should. When are the men going to stand up and praise their wives for doing good? We should do that every day. You think you get along without your wife, but once you have one for a while, I got a good one. It's going to be tough. We should praise our women that are godly. We should praise them that are trying to be godly. It's the man's job to praise them. Kids, if you back talk to your mother, come close to me. You should be in trouble for back-talking your mother. Amen and amen. Your children are our angels. They're not godly if they're backtalking you. You ever seen those wonderful angels that the Lord given you, that gift from God? We were snow skiing about 3 or 4 years ago in Colorado. Remember this story about that little child that I wanted to send on to the Lord. I got spiritual. I wanted to lay hands on him. Amen. In Jesus' name. He wasn't mine. I didn't know him. But we came out of this little shop, or they came out of this little shop, and we were walking, and it was a grandmother and a mother. We got that much figured. And a little fella about yay big and about that big around, and he came out, and he was giving his mama a what for. And his grandmother got on to him. And then he started hitting on them. And the holy angels kept me from murder. That ought not be so. If your child, if you allow your child, mama or daddy, to do that to your wife or mother, something's wrong. You can help your wife be a godly woman. Sometimes it takes us. Amen. Children, praise your mother. She stays up, prays for you, and worries about you. She fixes your lunch, or at least goes to work and gives you the money to get your lunch. She wiped your nose and your hind end when you couldn't. When you were sick, she stayed up getting you medicine, checking on you. When you were asleep, she'd come peek her head in your door, in your room, checking on you. You may not have seen it, but she's worthy of your praise. Mothers are worthy of praise. And reward her for all she's done. Amen? A woman, a godly woman, cannot be bought. A godly woman is worth her weight in gold. A godly woman is what we seek. A godly woman is what God wants every woman to be in this house right now. Under the sound of my voice, He wants you to be a godly woman. That's God's plan for your life. Amen? Will you stand with me across this building? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I give you praise. Lord, I pray for our mothers in this house today. Lord, that you would raise up godly mothers. Lord, from these babies that we see running around this church, God, these young ladies. Lord, I pray that, God, you would raise them up to be godly, Proverbs 31, women. Lord, that they would love you more than anything in this world or any person, Lord. Lord, that we as a body would show them how to live a godly life, how to be godly women. That men would start honoring our wives. That children would start praising and honoring their mothers and our wives. Lord, I pray today that, Lord, as we step into a new year of being a mother, Lord, that you would show us what a godly mother looks like. Lord, let us get in your word to understand what a godly mother should be. Father, we give you the praise and the glory and honor in Jesus' name.